It's Edward Goldman with Artok on KCRW. Last week turned out to be full of surprises for me. And I mean cultural surprises, whether dance, music and politics share it in equal measure. Have you heard about the Marlborough School, a private school for girls in Hancock Park? I was invited to attend a dance performance there, organized by its artistic director, Mpambo Wina. The program included various dance numbers with impressive choreography and elegant costumes for all of these beautiful young ladies. But one dance piece in the program particularly stood out for me. It was called Blue Ride Kandinsky, and it started with all the dancers coming onto the stage holding paint palettes and brushes. Then, for about 10 minutes, they proceeded to paint on a huge black canvas a variation of a famous abstract composition by avant-garde Russian artist Vasily Kandinsky. And if that is not enough, we in the audience could hear the voice of Kandinsky himself telling us about breaking with the traditions of representational imagery for the sake of new, revolutionary, abstract art. After well-deserved applause for their painterly efforts, the dancers left the stage for a moment and then reappeared wearing white leotards decorated with a few colorful brush strokes. Talk about a marriage of music, dance and painting. As coincidence would have it, I had another surprise encounter with dance last week. This time, it was on the grounds of USC, where I had a hard-hat tour of the construction site of the Gloria Kaufman International Dance Center. The building is scheduled to be completed by this summer, with classes scheduled to begin in the fall. With William Forsythe, one of the most famous choreographers in the world, as its artistic advisor, the Gloria Kaufman School of Dance promises to become the West Coast equivalent of New York's Juilliard School. There is one more ambitious cultural project under construction here in Los Angeles, this one scheduled to be completed next year. I'm talking about the Wendy Museum of the Cold War, currently hidden in plain sight in the southern borders of Culver City. Next year, it will move to the former Armory building in the center of Culver City. I went to the Wendy for a lecture about Radio Free Europe and its broadcasting during the Cold War. It reminded me of living then in the Soviet Union, where Voice of America and Radio Free Europe were jammed in major cities. So, those of us who wanted to listen to their broadcasts had to venture a few kilometers out of the city into the countryside. After the lecture, I asked for permission to go into the Wendy's storage facilities packed with the statues and portraits of Soviet deities of the past. Take a look at the photo of yours truly smiling in the company of Lenin, Stalin, etc., etc. So, my friends, I saved the best, or should I say the craziest, for last. This Thursday, February 11th, at UCLA's Royce Hall, I will be talking with Maria Alohina, member of Russian feminist punk protest group Pussy Riot. Criticizing policies of Russian President Vladimir Putin led to jail time for Maria and another member of the group, Nadia Tolokonnikova. You might want to check out the 2013 HBO documentary titled Pussy Riot, A Punk Prayer, as well as Masha Gessen's book Words Will Break Cement, published last year by River Herd Books, New York. If someone told me 4 decades ago, when I was still living in the Soviet Union, that one day I would end up on the American stage with a Pussy Riot, I would have called them crazy, absolutely crazy. It's been Edward Goldman with Artok on KCRW.